Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Leave a like on this video right now to receive your very own nothing. What's up, guys? Welcome back to a brand new story. And just imagine that you're at camp, all excited to meet your new friends. And when you get to your cabin, you meet your bunkmate. And then you take a big ol' whiff of air and you literally keel over from the smell of your bunkmate. And you're just sitting there and you're just questioning your life at this point. So yeah, this is a story I'll be telling today. So sit back, relax, subscribe if you're new, and let's just jump right into it. So anyways, we're going to call the subscriber who submitted this story Brandon. So anyways, Brandon is going away to sleepaway camp and he's pretty excited. He gets there, his parents drop him off, and right away, he's just excited to meet a whole new group of people. Brandon's gone to sleepaway camp before, but this is a whole new sleepaway camp to him, and he's not coming in with anyone because in the past, he's gone to sleepaway camp where he's known people. And this is going to be the first time where he's gone in and he doesn't know anybody. He's excited to meet a whole new group of people. He's excited to meet his bunk mate, his cabin mate, the people in his group, the people he'll meet at camp. He's just really excited in general. So this is like an overnight wilderness type camp. It's pretty popular in the United States if you guys aren't from here or that isn't a thing where you guys are. In fact, most of the camp stories I've told have had to do with like overnight wilderness camps, so that's just a testament for how popular they are. But anyways, let's just jump right into it. As you know, Brandon makes his way to his cabin as he is greeted by the camp counselor and the other people that will be in his group. There's a few people walking over to the cabin with Brandon, as well as the camp counselor. The camp counselor tells him that people have been coming in since 2 this afternoon. Brandon came there at 4:30 in the afternoon, and the camp counselor basically says, hey, like, people have been filtering in, or not filtering in, they've been trickling in. People will be still coming until 6, so, you know, you'll meet the last new person out of round 6 or whatever. Then at 8, we're gonna have a big bonfire as, like, to get everyone to, like, just to initiate everyone, to get them to know everybody, stuff like that. And, you know, at this point, you know, Brandon kind of says, hey, is my bunkmate there yet? Are the people in my cabin there? And, you know, the camp counselor's like, let me take a look at the list. And as they're walking over, he pulls out his clipboard. He's like, yes. And then he says the name, but we're going to call him Minecraft Kid because he brought one shirt and one hoodie, and they both happen to be Minecraft related. So we're going to call him Minecraft Kid. So he looks it up and he says, oh yeah, your bunkmate, his name's Minecraft Kid. Obviously says his real name, but for the story, we're going to say Minecraft Kid. Oh yeah, your bunkmate Minecraft Kid is actually there right now. So you'll be able to greet him when you go in there. So at this point, Brandon was pretty excited because, you know, his friend was, or his new friend, potentially, turns out not to be the case, but whatever, right? He goes up there and, you know, he opens the cabin door. He walks in and he enters the room. Boom! It's like he's hit with like a glass wall, dude. He breaks through the glass. It's like he walked into a thing of bricks. A thing of bricks. The smell is so pungent, so intense, so putrid that it's unlike anything he's ever smelled before. It's like he went inside of a cow's anus, dude. Okay, that's a little graphic. But anyways, Brandon is just so taken off guard. He basically collapses and disintegrates. But he looks, and the kid above him has already taken top bunk, and he's sitting there, and he's in a little creeper hoodie, right? He's like, what's up, man? My name is Minecraft Kid. Obviously says his real name, but says, I'm just going to insert Minecraft Kid instead. And immediately, Brandon is like, hey, man, how are you doing? Yeah, but anyways, he's like, hey, man, what's up? My name is Brandon. It's nice to meet you. And so, yeah, Brandon sits down on his bed. He has his suitcase or whatever, more like a backpack because he didn't bring that much. He's like unpacking all of his stuff. And while he's unpacking all of his stuff, he's just kind of thinking to himself, man, I mean, one would believe that by now, by this time right now, I would have gotten used to the smell. Like, one would have believed that at this point, I would have gotten used to the smell, but it really does not seem like I'm getting used to the smell right now. So, yeah, this is not great. I am not sure how I feel about this besides, oh dear God, this is my life for the next week. And that was his life for the next week. And the night only gets worse because, like, the Minecraft kid is literally just sitting above him, just, like, talking with other people coming in. And there's other people to walk through, but this room, there's only one bunk. Most of the other rooms have multiple bunks, but this room, thankfully for the other campers, just has one bunk. So it's literally just Brandon and the Minecraft kid stuck together. Unfortunately for Brandon, right? So, you know, Brandon was like, all right, I still smell this. The Minecraft kid jumps down from, like, the top bunk, right? And he lands on the ground. And he lands facing away. And the Minecraft kid was not the smartest man on planet Earth. Why do I say that? Well, for many reasons. But specifically because the Minecraft kid only brought one pair of shorts. And the pair of shorts he brought were white. Dude, even myself, well, I find myself a pretty clean individual. You know, I actually wash my sheets in college, which is, I think, better than 50% of the guys here, or just guys in general, right? That's pretty good. Even myself, white shorts are just dangerous, bro. It is just dangerous to have white shorts or white underwear. Even if you're a clean individual, I mean, you just get them dirty, right? It's just not worth it. But the Minecraft kid had a pair of what one would assume were white shorts at one point. However, there was a pretty unfortunately placed stain. There was a butt stain right on his butt. It was brown. It was disgusting. And Brandon was literally on the verge of puking out of his nostrils at this point. It was just so disgusting. It was so terrible. And this kid also smelled pretty bad as well on the way down. It's like on the way down, he just had a whiff of scent. Yeah, so that was one of the toughest nights. So that, okay, eventually they go out to the campfire. Brandon meets a lot of other people he's pretty chill with. And overall, he's actually having a really great time at the camp, except for when he has to go back to his room. It's like every single time that Brandon returns to his room, he basically drops to his knees gagging. However, right, the next day comes around. And the next day is the first actual day of camp. So this is the day where they actually are, like, I don't know, doing activities, doing whatever, right? And one of the first activities that they did campus-wide, right, as the whole camp, was a big game of hide-and-seek. However, this was a game of hide-and-seek in pairs. And the thing is, Brandon learned pretty quickly that this camp wanted you to make friends with random people, but they also wanted you to leave being really close to one person. They thought their kind of philosophy was, you know, why be good friends with a lot of people when you can be great friends with one person? One good friend is better than 10 acquaintances. I genuinely kind of do agree with that. However, in this case, that was bad. You know why? Because you know how they chose this one person that you were going to be super quote-unquote close with? They just made it your bunkmate. So yeah, this big game of hide and seek, you were told that you had a partner that you had to hide with, and that partner was your bunkmate. Brandon already knew that this was going to be bad. So Brandon goes and finds the Minecraft kid, and the Minecraft kid is getting super into it. He was like, dude, I play this mini game in Minecraft where I hide. I think he was doing like a, what was that? What's the Hypixel mini game where there's like one person who's secretly it or whatever, and like murder mystery. Yeah, he's like plays that all the time. So he's like, I'm really good at this because you do something in a video game, you're getting good in real life. Because if you're good at Wii tennis, then you're great at regular tennis, obviously. But anyways, they start walking around, and the person who's it, or it's actually like probably like four or five pairs since it's the entire campus, who's it. They start counting down from like 90 seconds, so they got a lot of time. But Brandon, the Minecraft kid, start going around trying to find a spot. So Brandon is really hoping that they'll hide in a place where him and the Minecraft kid do not have to be physically that close, because Brandon does not know if he can survive being physically that close to the Minecraft kid. It's already kind of a close call having him be in such close quarters anyways. So to have him that close to the Minecraft kid, it's already a bit of a stretch. I'm not going to lie, right? It's already a bit of a stretch. So they're looking around, and Brandon sees this, like, this house. A little tiny playhouse, right? It's a miniature house that was, like, made for, I don't know, it was, like, made for, like, messing around in, and it's, like, kind of like a cool art piece or whatever. And Brandon's like, oh, dude, we should hide in there, because they could hide in separate corners of the house or whatever, or behind the wall separately. But the Minecraft kid's like, dude, that's not a good place. It's, like, too obvious. But you know what a place that isn't obvious? There. He points to a bush. And yes, the bush would have been a really good hiding spot, but there was really only room for 1.5 individuals, which means they would have had to really cram. And the Minecraft kid's like, dude, we're going to have to really cram in there, but it's going to be so worth it. At this point, Brandon is just like, oh no, dude, no way. And the Minecraft kid's like, okay, he doesn't say that out loud, but the Minecraft kid's like, hurry, hurry. Because the people that were counting down are like 10, 9, 8. And, you know, Brandon's like, okay, how bad can this really be? Brandon hops in the bush. And that's when the Minecraft kid hops in the bush after him. But the Minecraft... oh, my God. Sorry, I'm... reading this story is kind of paining me. The Minecraft kid jumps in butt first. And he's... strapping, boys and girls. This is quite a story. He jumps in butt first and smudges his butt against Brandon's shirt. And Brandon, okay, so first of all, that happens. Second of all, he's now in a cloud of, like, actual toxicity. Like, he's in a cloud of, like, you basically have the Minecraft wither effect. You're gonna die, bro. You're gonna die. So Brandon's kind of just sitting there, and he's, like, trying to breathe in, and he's trying to, like, lean his head out to breathe in, and the Minecraft kid's like, don't put your head out, dude. You're gonna get caught. So Brandon's like... like, he's actually choking up at this point. It is a struggle. It is hard. So at this point, Brandon, it's been about 30 seconds. And Brandon is like, dude, there is no way I'm going to survive this if I last in here for another, like, 5 seconds. Real quick, if you made it this far into the video, comment Minecraft down below. That'll be the secret word of the day. I'll try and heart as many comments as I possibly can that say Minecraft. And if you want to support the channel, literally the best possible thing that you can do for me or the channel in general, the community we have, the first best thing is finish this video. Watch it all the way through. That helps out more than you can imagine. And then the next thing that helps out a ton is when you have time, maybe right after this video, maybe later, binge watch my older videos. Just go ahead and watch a bunch of my videos in the background while you're doing something. And let me know in the comment section right now, what do you do while watching my videos? I'm genuinely super curious and I love reading it. And just to say thank you, I will try and heart and reply to as many comments that tell me what you guys do while binge watching my videos in the background. Anyways, let's get right back to it. So yeah, Brandon is now, first of all, he just got butt stained. He got butt stained by this kid, whatever that even is supposed to mean. And he's sitting in a cloud of stench and he can't take it anymore. So he falls out of the bush. He pretends to lose his balance because they're kind of sitting in a very awkward position because they have to really cram in there. So Brandon pretends to fall out of the bush. And, like, he falls out, and the guy is like, oh, found you guys or whatever. Minecraft kid is like, dude, why did you do that? And Brandon's like, haha, man, sorry. I lost my balance. It was a really good hiding spot, though. Too bad I just lost my balance, man. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. Anyways, so they skip ahead a little bit. The rest of the day is actually pretty good. Remember, like, this sounds like a horror story. Brandon actually had a overall really great experience at this camp, which means that the rest of the camp was so awesome that it counteracted how bad this part was. But anyways, It's the end of the day again, and they get back to their cabin, and Brandon is just, like, dreading going back to his cabin, because he knows that he's going to have to survive the night. This is, like, Five Nights at Freddy's, but every single night is, like, 20-20-20 mode, dude. Like, this is a struggle, bro. This is night five. This is night six, a secret new night invented just to make it more difficult. Yeah, but anyways, he gets there, and he sees the worst possible thing ever. He sees something so terrifying, so horrifying, that the ring is just like a little goofy kids movie in comparison. There is nothing scarier. The dark web has nothing that would scare him compared to this. Like, a hacker could literally say, "I'm in your house," and appear out of the closet with a massive machete and a Gatling gun, dude. It doesn't matter. It's not as scary as what this kid, Brandon, saw. What did Brandon see, you might be asking? Well, Brandon saw the Minecraft kid. Little Stinkers, right? That's not his new name, but yeah, the Minecraft kid sitting on his bed. Brandon had white sheets. So Brandon knew immediately that whatever damage was going to be done, which was going to be extensive, colossal damage, like the whole thing was, he's probably gonna have to burn his sheets when he gets home, but he knew that the damage that he's gonna see, that like the damage that will be done, he will see the damage, and then he'll have to sleep in it. So the Minecraft kid is sitting there. He's like, "What's good, dude? Like, I was thinking we could have a little debrief about the hide and seek thing, so that later in the week when we do it again, we can do it even better." So yeah, there was like two hide and seek events or whatever. The first one they did on the first day, which happened that day, and there was also a final hide-and-seek event that happened on the last day, and, like, the winners got a special prize or something, so bunkmates would, like, talk to each other. It was, like, it was really fun in general. Maybe not if you got the Minecraft kid as your mate or as your partner or whatever, right? But in general, it was pretty fun. So the Minecraft kid was talking to him about strategies and how to balance better. And he was like, "I was learning when I was playing Minecraft," or whatever. But the thing is, Brandon was not paying attention, because Brandon was simply just, you know, just thinking about, "Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. No, 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 no. This cannot be happening. The Minecraft kid is stinking up my bed. Am I going to sleep on the floor? Am I going to sleep on the roof? Am I going to sleep in the river and hope I just drown at this point? Like, what am I actually going to do? Am I going to sleep standing up? Am I going to just walk home, walk 12 hours back home, and sleep in my own bed? Like, at this point, what am I going to do?" So eventually, the Minecraft kid is done talking strategy. He's like, "All right, let me know what you think." And Brandon's like, because he wasn't paying attention. He was freaking out the whole time. He was like, "That sounds good, dude. Like, that sounds good." And Minecraft kid's like, "Okay, cool." And he gets up and he walks up to his bunk. The second the Minecraft kid walks up, Brandon's eyes immediately look right where the Minecraft kid was sitting. And sure enough, there was a big ol' butt stain. And Brandon was like sick to his stomach. He was gonna puke. He was weak. Because yes, the one place he could call home at this camp, his bed, his nice, beautiful bed that was already kind of contaminated from just like stink that fell from the top bunk down, had a big, massive butt stain on it. Yeah, I'm not even kidding. So Brandon got close and he just took off his sheet. He literally just removed the sheets. He was going to sleep on a bare mattress. He checked. Brandon actually checked to see if the butt stain leaked through. Nope, thankfully. He was not going to have to sleep on the bed springs. Dude, imagine like it just seeped through and he has to sleep on the bed springs for the next 4 days or whatever, or 4 nights. So he takes off his sheets, just puts them in his bag. He's like, "These are done. Like, these are done," right? Yeah, that night was, it was tough, because Brandon's like, "If this kid sits on my bed again, I bet I could flip over the mattress. But if he sits on my bed a third time, I'm actually going to have to sleep in the bed springs. Yeah, I'm just not trying to do that." So anyways, the next day comes around, and we're just going to skip the day because it was normal, it was good, Brandon had a lot of fun, didn't sleep that well because he's like inhaling toxic fumes or whatever the entire night. But eventually they do a little, what they call a little check-in. So the camp counselor walks in and he's basically saying like, "Hey, Just want to make sure. Because look, a lot of these, I mean, these are kids, right? Brandon was 15. Minecraft Kid was 14. These are kids that are away from their parents, not having their parents check in on them every 5 seconds to make sure that they're functioning. So they're just like, all right, you know, you guys are like changing your clothes every day. You're taking a shower. Like, and one of the camp counselors was like, I'm going to have not watch you take a shower. That would be very sus. The camp counselor vented if he did that. I'm a grown man and I just said that. Anyways, you know, the camp counselor is not, I'm going to watch you shower. But he was like, I'm going to like wait until you go into the shower, take a shower, change back into your clothes and walk out here. Because a camp counselor one day was like, this cabin smells. I was going to say reeks, but that has different connotations, right? He was like, this cabin smells. And like, I'm not going to like, I know that you guys have not been showering. And like the other kids were being kind of stinky too, but they were on a whole different level, right? They might have smelled a little unpleasant, but they didn't smell like the insides. You know, the Star Wars, the fifth movie, Revenge of the, no. Empire Strikes Back, when like Han Solo has to save Luke by cutting open that animal. Yeah, the Minecraft kid probably smelled like the inside rotting guts of that animal, right? Anyways, though, so the camp counselor comes around, and he's just kind of checking in. He's like, all right, Brandon, go take a shower. I'm going to wait till you're done. So Brandon goes in, he takes a shower, whatever, right? Comes out smelling nice and clean. And he looks at the Minecraft kid, and the Minecraft kid looks at him back. And the camp counselor's like, this room's pretty bad smelling, and I want to make sure you guys are taking your showers. So Minecraft kid's like, okay, I'll take a shower. He goes in, turns on the water, and like, I mean, okay, Brandon doesn't know this, but he knows for a fact that this kid did not shower. Allegedly, the Minecraft kid goes in there, turns on the shower water, puts his head in for a second to make it look like his head is wet, so it looks like he took a shower, and like just sat there for like 5 minutes when the water was running. Turns off the water, comes out in the same clothes, and the camp counselor is like, you didn't change your clothes. And the Minecraft kid's like, no, I just have the same pair. I just really like this creeper shirt, so I have two of the same ones. The truth is, the Minecraft kid was bluffing. If the camp counselor said, hey, can I see the other creeper shirt? His, you know, the lie would have been up. The gig would have been up, essentially, right? But yeah, the Minecraft kid was almost cleaned, but nope, he's a Minecraft kid. What did you guys expect? So the next day was where things got a little bit interesting. The Minecraft kid comes up to Brandon at lunch, and Brandon and the Minecraft kid sat at different tables because the Minecraft kid met people that he was more friends with, like other people who played stuff that he liked, like Minecraft or Roblox or something. And Brandon was more of a sports guy, so his friends were more like sports related or whatever. But one day the Minecraft kid comes up to Brandon when he's sitting at his table, and he's like, hey man, I need your expertise. And, you know, Brandon's like, yeah, what's good? And he's like, dude, I want to ask out Judy. And Judy was this girl who was 17 and was beautiful. She was like, everyone thought that like this girl was super hot. And she was also much older than them too. So immediately that's like, that already gives like plus 10 to whatever. If she was a 1, she would have been an 11, right? Because she was like older and these kids were like, oh my God, or whatever. But yeah, she was kind of just known as like the girl or whatever. But first of all, a million reasons. 1, Minecraft kid needs to take a shower if he wants a girlfriend. 2, he's 3 years younger than her. 3, they've never spoken before. And 4, it's just simply not going to happen. However, Brandon didn't want to be a massive jerk, right? And he was like, all right, man, like, why do you want to like ask her out? Minecraft kid's like, because she's beautiful. And he's like, yeah, okay, I agree with that. Have you ever spoken to her before? Minecraft kid's like, well, no, but we're going to go on a date, so I'll speak to her on the date. And Brandon's like, you guys are going on a date? For a second, he was legitimately like, oh my God, like, I never thought I would see crazier, but oh my God. And he's like, well, no, I have to ask her out on a date first, but I was wondering if you could go talk to Judy and see how she'd feel, you know? And at this point, Brandon was like, okay, like, it's interesting. Like, I'll definitely be entertained by whatever happens, but okay. And remember, the Minecraft kid was not a bad kid. Even though he smelled bad, that does not mean that he was a bad individual. Okay, guys? Be nice. Be much nicer than I am while I'm telling the story. So Brandon already kind of knows the answer, but he wants to go up, and he's like, you know what? Maybe. I'll be the one to see, because maybe Judy likes girls 3 years younger than her that smell bad. Maybe she's kind of a cougar. Who knows, dude? So he goes up to Judy. He's like, hey, like, Judy, because they'd spoken like once or twice. I think they had a camp activity together or something like that. So they were friendly. They weren't friends by any means, but they were friendly. You know what I mean? They were cool. And, you know, he goes up, he's like, hey, so I think I might already know the answer to this question, but, you know, my cabin mate, you know, he thinks you're very nice looking, and he was wondering if you wanted to go on a date with him. And she's like, oh, who's your cabin mate? Because, you know, Brandon always hung out with, like, the sports guys and the athletic baseball guys, and Judy was like, oh, maybe it's one of those 16-year-old, like, the baseball guys with their, like, I don't know, their long hair, whatever what are those cuts called? I'm actually being an idiot. The mullets, oh, my God, my mullet daddy ears. I don't know, something stupid, right? And not saying mullets are stupid. I couldn't pull it off. Maybe you can. And Brandon's like, well, about that. So, do you know, and then says the name of the Minecraft kid. And she's like, huh? What? Because she probably already had, like, a few of, like, Brandon's friends in her mind. And she's already like, imagining situations with them or whatever, right? And he's like, the guy over there. And Brandon points to the Minecraft kid. And she's like, oh, no. Oh, dude, it's so painful. She's like, no, man, I was in a group with him. Dude is so stinky. I can probably smell him from here. God, he reeks. He's awful. Judy's not the nicest girl, right? And Brandon's like, oh, I'm going to take that as a no. And Judy's like, yes, take that as a mega no. So Brandon walks back over, and Brandon's thinking to himself, Minecraft kid's a good kid. I'm not going to be that guy, but I do need to make sure it's clear to him. And Brandon goes up and says, hey, you know, Judy's very flattered by what you buy, like the offer, right? But she actually already has a boyfriend. And she said, though, and he kind of made this up, but like, whatever, lol. He's like, you know, she did say, you know, maybe in the future, you never know. But right now she's a boyfriend and she can't really be doing that. The Minecraft kid's like, okay. I might still ask her out either way. And Brandon's like, no, you should not do that. Please do not do that for your own sake. So yeah, Brandon was, you know, a good guy in that situation and didn't let the Minecraft kid get into any nonsense. But everything would change that night. That night was quite a night. So he gets back and Brandon goes back to his bunk expecting to see the Minecraft kid there. Minecraft kid is not there. No one is never not in their cabin by nighttime. And it turns out that, you know, Brandon goes to sleep and the Minecraft kid is nowhere to be found. The Minecraft kid is quite, in fact, missing in action. So the next day, you know, he goes up to his camp counselor early in the morning when he wakes up, as they kind of have breakfast as a group, and then they go off and disperse. And they can have lunch with whoever, but breakfast they have together. And he says, hey, like, I didn't see Minecraft kid last night. And the camp counselor kind of has a look on his face. He's like, yeah, the Minecraft kid is not in the camp anymore. And he's like, what? He's like, why? And the camp counselor's like, I can't really disclose that. But he said that he really loved having you as a roommate. And, you know, Brandon both felt concerned, but also, like, felt a little bad because he was like, oh, my God, this kid's the worst. But that at breakfast, Brandon was really curious. What happened to the Minecraft kid, Mr. Stink himself? And one of the kids, like, leaned over to Brandon and said, hey, like, meet me after breakfast. I have answers. And, like, Brandon immediately knew. Like, they both just knew what they were talking about. So after breakfast, Brandon goes up to him. He's like, dude, like, what happened to my roommate? He's like, so, like, this is, like, what I heard. I overheard some stuff. And, like, I also heard some stuff from other people. Like, none of this is 100% fact, but I'm pretty sure this is correct. And Brandon's like, yeah, just tell me what's up. And he said, basically, there was, like, a health inspection, like a random one, and they found the Minecraft kid stuff. They deemed it as a as a safety risk for everyone else. And they went up to the Minecraft kid and basically told him that if he did not take an actual shower right now, that they were going to have to remove him from camp. Apparently, the Minecraft kid said no, and that he liked his natural aroma. And after that, you know, they basically told him that he could no longer go to the camp. And that, and like, apparently, like, he just left a pile of his clothes around and was just so putrid. And it was like, they like tested it or something. They thought it was actually going to like spread diseases or something. So they asked him to leave. His parents picked him up like hours later or whatever. And yeah, so that's why. And Brandon's like, wow, like, are you serious? And the kid's like, well, that's just like, I overheard bits of it. I overheard the camp counselor talking with like one of the health inspector people that worked at the camp, as well as talking to like the head of the camp. Like, everyone else was back, like was out doing their events, but I went back because like I wasn't feeling that good. I had a stomach ache. So I went back to my cabin to sit down, and I overheard them talking with each other. And that's basically what they said. And Brandon was like, wow, that's actually crazy, right? Like, dang. So anyways, at the day, the final day of hide and seek, you know, Brandon has to do it alone. But Brandon, you know, in the spirit of Minecraft Kid, he knew that Minecraft Kid wanted him to win. So Brandon decided to buckle in and just lock in and win this for Minecraft Kid, win this for Mr. Stink himself. So Brandon, he found the spot, the perfect spot that he knew that Minecraft Kid would have wanted him to win, right? That would have the spot that Minecraft Kid would have wanted him to go to. He goes in it. He's perfect. He's silent. He's still. And Brandon, he wins the championship. And he dedicates his victory to his former roommate,